Hey, this is Sean from Stoner Morning Show with another one of these. We don't have to talk about how life is sad, but we're just kind of aware of it. What a world. Anyway, check us out. We live stream Saturday mornings on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Search for Stoner Morning Show. And if you like laughing, on January 29th, 2021, I'm doing three mini stand-up specials online of the best 10 minutes I've ever written, which is true. It happened in October. So, the best 10 minutes of my life, Sean Wickens. You can find that posted on our Facebook page. And enjoy this conversation with Steve Ling and me.
Hey, everybody. Wake up. It's time for Stoner Morning Show. Sit back, relax, smoke them if you got them. And now, Stoner Morning Show.
Steve Ling, thanks for hanging out for a little while. Thanks for letting me reach out to you.
Oh no, thanks for having me.
It's hard not to talk about yesterday because we're recording this on, what is today, January 7th, and it was the day after the weird,
oh, the Capitol
attempted coup insurrection. Yeah, it was, were you watching that all night?
No.
Yeah.
I just, kind of read some news a little bit, but I wasn't, following it too closely. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I heard about it in the afternoon before they broke in, and I purposefully left my place. I think we live 20 blocks away from each other, maybe. Or something
I think
like
so. If you're still at the same, okay.
Yeah. And so I walked to Times Square out of weird curiosity to see if anything was weird near Times Square, which it wasn't. And then I vowed to not watch the news when I got back, but then I got texts about what was going on. So I got home right after they started knocking the walls or the doors in. It was weird. It was not fun to watch.
Yes.
And then I've had a few conversations today with friends who are like, I mean, I think it's maybe, I don't want to say it's a defense mechanism, but it's there. I feel like we're all a little too sort of let's move on from it in some way. I mean, I don't know what we would do, but it's still rattling, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. For me, I didn't take it to be like that. I mean, it was really serious, but for some reason I didn't think like those guys couldn't be they were for real, but they must have known they would get kicked out, because this is America we're talking about. It's it's not like you're not gonna storm it and then just be there.
Yeah, well, now that we've seen how it played out, it felt like it really was an illustration of we acted on this guy's tweets, we did this thing, and then he didn't provide further orders, so we had no idea what to do, so we left. And then they told us to leave. You know what I mean? They told us to leave, so we left. You know what I mean? If the president would have tweeted, "The coup has started," or something like that, it I don't know. It would have been.
It could have gone worse.
Yeah. But I guess that shows that the president never really had any intentions. He's just being an idiot. I don't know.
I think so. What did Trump say? I kind of missed that part of it. I didn't realize Trump tweeted for people to go to the Capitol.
He told people to go to the Capitol, and I forget specifically. It didn't sound tame or passive. It sounded very active, like storm the Capitol. For accuracy's sake, I won't try to quote it, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do enjoy your Christmas tree that you have.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I don't make too many purchases like that, but it was a good deal, and I was like, I'm also like by myself this Christmas, and I was like, oh, you know, it's less depressing if you have a tree.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, and I thought about buying a tree, and I think I might have a tiny artificial tree somewhere around here. I just didn't do it. In some ways I wish I would have.
You know, like when I looked at your thing, that looks like a tree. It looks like is that a marijuana? I can't tell what it is, but it looks like.
Yeah, it's a blanket of.
Yeah, like from a distance, leaf. it looks like it's like some kind of like fake. Okay, now it doesn't look as much like a tree. Yeah,
yeah, I have it just covering up detritus, clutter when I'm on Zoom calls. Yeah, but I did get it for $2.99 at Jack's 99-cent store. It makes a good backdrop when I don't have these stars behind me.
Yeah.
It's nice to be noticed, even if it's background things.
Yeah. Are you? I feel like I'm sure if I can ask. Are you still like making brownies?
Yeah. I've been making wheat brownies, and you know, I take them some nights to help me fall asleep. If I'm like feeling anxious at night, or you know, erratic. And then I've been selling them to some friends here and there just for some extra cash. They're fun to make.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I've bartered with them as well. I went to lunch with a friend in the neighborhood yesterday, or 2 days ago, and he paid, so I just gave him some weed brownies. It's been a helpful currency, I guess.
Yeah, they're like strong. I did one a long time ago. I didn't do so well.
Sorry about that. I do tell people, or I try to warn people to eat half if that is better for them. But yeah, if half is still too strong, it's probably not your thing. But tell friends who might need them that you have a source.
Okay.
Have you been doing... You were actually one of the last people I saw in New York before things shut down, because I saw you at the Triple Crown.
That's right. We did that event there. That was probably like one of the last. It was a time where we probably shouldn't have done it. But I was like...
I had that thought too, but I kind of... forced myself to do it because I felt like the time that I went out prior to then, I didn't relish it, even though I knew there might be a lockdown coming. So I was just like, I feel the urge to go out and just see people because I don't know when I'm going to see people again. Weird times. Are you doing any Zoom improv stuff now? I knew you had been. Sort of, is it steady or is it like an erratic thing for you?
I would say it's pretty steady. There's a lot of like Zoom jams, people hosting jams that you just show up if you want, and like around the world or around the U.S.
Right.
So yeah, sometimes I joined those, and I host two jams a week,
right?
So yeah, I've been doing stuff.
Yeah, I just recently started doing resistance band training.
Oh,
as a way to stay fit, because I read an article about how, I don't know, it seems like everything you read, it's like a downer.
Yeah.
It was like, you don't need to worry about gaining weight, you need to worry about losing muscle. And I was like, oh, geez. All right, so I found resistance bands. My hardware store in the neighborhood was selling them for like $9. And I'm like, this might not even be worth anything, like a $9 thing. But I found a YouTube video, several. There's a lady that I really like. I feel like she's, I don't know, I feel like her exercises are great. Anyway, they've been kicking my ass lately. Resistance bands are difficult. I forgot how I got on this.
No, just randomly.
All right.
But that's gonna be nice. Good for you, man. Yeah, that's.
I did have a point. I felt like I was going somewhere with it, but.
You don't want to lose muscle.
I guess so. Oh, for some reason, the other thing I was gonna say is, so you've been making a lot of like international improv Zoom contacts with people that you normally wouldn't have met. I feel like I had this thought just today. There should be a TV show. There probably will be. In a, like a month to a year, where it's like people who met over Zoom now get to meet in real life. People who've changed their changed each other's lives. That's why I was thinking about it, because this resistance band lady, I feel like if I stick with it, she might change my life for the cost of $9.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, some people love it. Some people swear by it. I think they do that. It's supposed to be like really good for you.
Yeah. Well, I have a hookup for weed brownies and for resistance bands for my hardware store. If you're interested,
I think I have a bag of them that I like never used.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you know that they come in a bag, which mine did as well. Then you definitely have some, a set.
Yeah, I just couldn't get used to that idea.
Oh. Well, if you want, after we do this, let me know and I'll send you a link to this lady's thing. She's pretty good. I don't know.
I'll take a look.
Yeah.
I've been going to Planet Fitness, which is still open.
Oh, what's the scene like there? Is it unsettling or is it just fine?
It's fine. It's like, I remember going before the pandemic and it was way more crowded.
Sure.
And like, it's pretty good. There's usually like 10 or less people in the whole, it's like two floors of gym. So it's I like it. Mm-hmm. It's good. And it's like the only time I really go out.
Yeah.
And like go somewhere, which is nice to still have that.
Have you found that it's been easier to go to the gym now? Like, it's more of a reward thing because you're around people, or is it still kind of difficult, the same?
Oh, it's easier to go because, like, I'm less busy,
mm-hmm.
so I have more time to go. I mean, it's just hard in general just to motivate oneself to do exercise, like,
yeah.
regularly. That's like, but I try to do it.
Oh, the 7-minute workout app. I've been using that as well. It's just 7 minutes.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I mean, I haven't been doing it regularly. It's not anything really to brag about. I'm just trying to drop some life hacks. How's, I guess, your neighborhood? I walk around my neighborhood, you know, a little bit. Anything weird you've witnessed out on the street? Lately?
Not so much lately. I mean, yeah, the past months there were like people used to like protest down 7th Avenue. Mm-hmm. Now today I noticed the Triple Crown was boarded up like with boards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. No sign. It just looked closed.
I don't know. I think it's probably, I'm guessing, a temporary close again.
Because right.
they had reopened for a while, actually, where they were just like, I guess a lot of places reopened. But
yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh. Well, who knows what else is going to be different? I talked to somebody today who I had messaged last night while the insurrection was happening and the attempted one. And he was like, well, we just need to stay safe for 14 days. And then after the inauguration, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, I feel like something else is going to happen because I feel like Trump is an entertainer, so he's gonna do something weird on the exit, probably.
Right. I mean, so many Republicans were coming out against him today. It might, if everybody jumps ship, maybe he just won't I don't know. Maybe he just won't feel like he has the backing of other... I don't know. Who knows? Why guess what he's going to do? It would be nice to not talk about him for...
That's right.
You know, weeks. Well, how's your January been thus far? Have you been doing anything new other than gym? Christmas tree trimming?
Not too much. I've been doing like something I've been like doing for months slowly, which is like get rid of things I don't need and like make my things like make my place more just like I guess more relaxing. I want to get I just got a computer desk with wheels. I didn't set it up yet, but that way I can like move this into my room, or I can stay out here if I want, and just like that flexibility could be cool.
I've been wanting to get one of those party lights where you just, you know, you set it up and then it just throws cool lights on the ceiling. I haven't done it. I've been thinking about doing it for like 3 months.
It's funny. I got lights, but then like because my kitchen needed lights, so I thought I could get this party light that also served as a kitchen light, but then it didn't work well for a kitchen light, so I returned it. But it was cool for a little bit having that.
I should instead of ordering it on Amazon, I should just see if anyone's selling one on Facebook. Maybe.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you probably. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
maybe somebody in my building is getting rid of it.
Yeah,
it's nice to dream. Yeah, it's.
I was living by yourself.
It's fine. I haven't minded it. It, you know, people have asked me if it's weird to live in a space that my ex-girlfriend and I inhabited for a while. And I feel like since this all went down during the pandemic, I was just sort of like, all right, this is where I have to live. It's both familiar and unfamiliar. Like, nothing you can do. It's been, you know... I sometimes applaud myself at, like, how I'm doing, but then I also know that it's, like, been weird, and I get embarrassed. You know what I mean? That it's rough, but I don't know. Uncharted waters.
Yeah, it's not easy being single. I've been at it so long. I'm used to it.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, just like all the changes. I feel like even just. Seeing that other people are having rough times, it like makes it rougher in some ways, you know.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah. Well, we could end there.
Sorry.
No, it's why dance around it. Yeah.
This has been another excellent episode of Stoner Morning Show. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media at Stoner Morning Show. Tell your friends. And puff puff pass.